Previously on Algoa FM.
For Heritage Month this year, I was asked, who is your favorite South African? Who would you love to interview? And of course, that was a no-brainer for me. I'm joined by one of South Africa's greatest sporting treasures, a woman whose smiley, bubbly personality is as legendary as her speed. She's conquered the uphills, she's cruised the downhills, and made the Comrades Marathon her stage not once, not twice, but multiple times. Whether it's on the road, in the mountains, or across the world, she's an unstoppable force. Please welcome to Algoa FM, Algoa Country, the golden girl of ultra running, Gerda Steyn. Hey, how are you?
Hello, Carly. What a pleasure to be on your show. And after such an introduction, I mean, I feel really, really honored.
Where in the world are you right now, Gerda?
I am in Johannesburg at the moment. I'm training towards my next race, which is in 5 weeks' time. So I'm very excited and happy to be here. It's lovely weather in Johannesburg, so no complaints from my side.
Oh, Josie, my hometown. You know what I miss is the afternoon thunder showers and the smell of the tar and the rain. Oh, I love it.
Oh, it is so true. Those afternoon showers are the best. And then waking up in the next morning and it just feels fresh and ready to take on the day.
Now, you and I briefly met the day after Comrades 2018. I can almost remember it like it was yesterday. Now, I had run my second Comrades and you had completed your third Comrades and you came in second place that year. I still remember you had that silver medal around your neck and we had a couple of photos and drinks to celebrate. And since then, it's now become a tradition. Every year, the day after Comrades, us crazy long-distance runners gather at the local watering hole, the George Nomshlanga, in hopes of getting a selfie with you and, of course, now upgraded to gold medal. Some may call me your stalker, but I actually prefer the term your bestie. Is that okay that I tell everyone that we're besties?
I can totally accept that. I've heard also another great word that some people say when they say they might be my biggest fan, they prefer saying a super fan. So I really like that. But Carly, after so many years, I'm seeing you every year after year at Comrades. And like you say, I'm having some amazing celebrations since 2018. I think we can certainly say friends. And it's always something that I look forward to on Comrades, getting together afterwards and hearing the war stories of the race. Of course, it's tradition also to go to the after party with mm-hmm. a medal around your neck. So it doesn't matter what color or size or shape of your medal, you better wear it. So I try to stick to that tradition that you taught me way back when. And it's just been such an honor and a privilege to have had so many amazing experiences since that year when I first got on the podium of Comrades.
And to see the amount of fans that turn up year after year, I think it was last year, you almost needed bouncers or bodyguards. Everyone just swarmed around you. I really felt sorry for Duncan, your hubby. And I literally thought, okay, now I'm just going to give you a minute. Let everyone have their claim to fame, their 5 seconds of fame with you. And I'll tackle my selfie with you a little bit later. Does it ever get a little bit too much?
Oh, to be honest, I really enjoy it. I understand that runners get excited when they see me. I'm not here all year round. My time is spread around the world a little bit. My husband works abroad. And to return to South Africa and feeling that energy and that vibe and people being so excited to see me, it would be wrong of me to get tired of it or to say that it's too much. It's a pleasure and it's a privilege to experience this. I feel so lucky to have such an immense amount of support. And I guess when I go to Comrades, it's almost like you're stepping into the lion's den because it's, of course, the Comrades community that's where I'm best known. And that's how people associate me. They associate me with Comrades. And so I know when I go to Comrades, it's not just a matter of, you know, lining up for the race, finishing 90 kilometers and going home. There's a lot that goes on around it. And the after party, even though it is so crazy and so busy, it definitely is something that I look forward to.
Yeah, it's definitely the cherry on top after all the months of preparation and then the actual race day and how well you always do. Okay, but listen, since we're besties, I already know everything about you, duh. So instead of doing the traditional Q&A interview, I thought we could have some fun. So sticking with the theme of favorites, you know, you being my favorite South African, let's swap our running shoes for thinking caps and play a lightning round of favorites with Gerda Steyn. Okay, I've got quick fire 20 questions and you got to let me know your favorite things. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Favorite South African food?
Braai.
Favorite cheat day treat?
Ooh, ice cream and sushi.
Ooh, yum. Favorite drink after a long run?
Deep berry smoothie.
Ooh, yummy. Favorite running shoes?
Adidas Adios Pro 4.
Okay. Favorite race you've ever run?
Who? Comrades Marathon. You can't beat it.
Yeah, yeah. Favorite South African city?
Oh, how can I beat Cape Town?
Right. It's just so pretty. Favorite holiday destination?
French Alps.
Ooh, French Alps. Well, you also love training there. So that's also.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Favorite thing about running in South Africa?
Community.
Definitely. Favorite training partner?
My
Oh, cute. Favorite sports hero?
Oh, let me think.
You can say yourself if you want.
No way. No. I would say who? South African sports hero? Or
it doesn't matter. It can be anyone.
I'll say Dina Caster, the marathon runner.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant choice. Favorite song on your running playlist?
Neon Dreams, Life Without Fancy.
Oh, wow. I love that. Favorite TV series to relax with?
Parenthood.
Oh, Parenthood. I thought you were going to say Friends because, you know, like we're besties and I also love Friends.
Oh, I should have said that.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is 7 Pounds.
Ooh, that's a good one. Your favorite childhood memory?
Favorite childhood memory? Building floats in the river with my siblings.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Favorite way to celebrate a big win?
Oh, you know what it is.
That's a no-brainer.
After party, Ramblers in the Gorge.
Love it, love it. Favorite non-running hobby?
I would say still something outdoors, travel, hiking in the mountains, seeing new places.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. Favorite item you never travel without? You can say your hubby.
Foam roller.
Okay. We'll stick with foam roller. All right. Favorite motto or quote?
Work hard and dream big.
Oh, I love that. That could be your next tattoo.
That's a good idea, Polly.
Yeah.
I don't know what my parents would say.
Okay. A favorite moment in your career so far?
Breaking the comrades record. I can't beat it. I will never forget that moment. It's too big actually to take in, but it stands out head and shoulders for sure.
Oh, definitely. By far. I don't think anyone will ever beat that, but just putting it out there. It's yours to claim forever. And then final question of the 20 quick fire questions of favorites with Gerda Steyn. Favorite thing about being Gerda Steyn right now?
Oh, that's so sweet of you to ask that, actually. Favorite thing is the fact that I get to live my dream, to live the dream job and to have a job that doesn't feel like a job. It feels like I just get to do what I love to do on a daily basis.
Oh, man, that is just amazing. Well, I think you just set a new PB right there with amazing quickfire answers right there. Now, you studied at the University of the Free State and qualified as a quantity surveyor before becoming a professional runner. Firstly, what on earth is a quantity surveyor? And do you use anything you studied in your running career?
That's a good question. And I will admit, I didn't really know what it was until a few years before I started studying it. A quantity surveyor is someone who works in construction.
Okay.
We do the calculations and the budgeting for when you do a construction project. So it's all about numbers and figures, working out the amount of quantities that you need to build a building or any form of construction, and then also what it will cost. And throughout the project, you have to then make sure that the builders stay in budget with what you estimated. So
Sure. That's
more or less what the job is. And to be honest with you, I can't say that I use any of it directly. It's so different to sports and running, but I think, and I'm convinced actually, that so many of the lessons that I've learned in university beyond what was written in my studying books is what I still apply on a daily basis today. I've learned people's skills. I've learned what it is to stand on my own feet. I've learned what it is to leave home and rely on what you've been taught as a child and to make sure that that's what gets you through your day and that's what your foundations is built on. I've learned to be social. I've learned to make friends and to be open to friendships and to ask for help when I need it. So there's so many other lessons that I learned in my years in university that I'm really grateful for. So I know that I'm not practicing any of it now, but I don't regret going and I don't regret any of the time that I spent as a student because I loved it, and
yeah.
I had no idea I'd become a runner one day.
But it was also a great stepping stone into adulthood.
For sure, 100%, yes.
Now, tell me, were you a fast runner or a cross-country runner of sorts at school?
Carly, I'll be honest with you, I never really stood out in any form of sport. Although I enjoyed it, I remember in my primary school as well as in high school, I loved taking part in sports. I tried running, I tried sprints, I tried longer distances, but I never really excelled in any of it. However, I never got into cross country as a kid. And I'm not sure, but perhaps if I got into cross country, I would have noticed something and noticed my sort of more natural ability for endurance running.
Yes,
but
yes.
It was just not in my daily life. I played hockey, I played netball, and all for the enjoyment of it, but really never excelled in any form.
Well, look at you now. Now tell me, how about your siblings? Were they decent runners? Are they decent runners? Do you go for jogs?
My siblings are always, I'd say, similar to me. I've got an older brother and sister, and they both enjoy sports. They both do a little bit of running, knowing you're as serious as their little sis.
Yeah.
But they enjoy it. My brother played rugby quite decent in high school. He continued in university. My sister is also she's a keen runner. She's done the Two Oceans and a couple of marathons, but it was a similar thing to them. They, even though they enjoyed it, they never really truly excelled in such a way that they got noticed to be selected for a team or represent the country or the province or anything like that.
Yeah, no, it's an incredible thing that your talent was discovered, and I'm so glad it was. You've ran a few of the World Marathon Majors. Amazing. But what do you think about the Cape Town Marathon becoming one of the World Marathon Majors in 2026? And also the race moving to May, smack bang in the middle of Two Oceans and Comrades next year?
Yes, very, very exciting for Cape Town Marathon. I think it's now been 3 years in the making for them to become, possibly to become one of the World Marathon Majors. And for those who is perhaps not familiar with what the World Marathon Majors is, the World Marathon Majors is the most prestigious marathon majors in the world. Currently there are six, and Sydney was also recently at Sydney, Melbourne, am I mistaken?
Sydney, that's correct, yes.
Sydney, yes, that's has also recently been added to London, New York, Tokyo, Chicago. So it really is the cream of the crop in marathons around the world. And for Cape Town to possibly become a part of that sort of golden circle is so, so exciting. And I think something that us South Africans will be very proud of. It's also the only marathon in Africa that's ever been nominated to stand the chance to become part of that golden circle. So I think it is extremely, extremely exciting, especially for the future of the marathon and the attraction that it will have for international runners to come and visit our awesome country. I mean, I think the changing date is 100% based on the weather in Cape Town. For those who are familiar with the Cape Town weather, you know that May, it's much more stable time of year. October could be nice. It could be cool and calm, but you can also have that vicious southeaster that often blows in the month of October. So I think that's really the driving force behind the date change. It will be interesting to see if any of the other races in the country and follow their lead and also change their dates to sort of be more balanced out throughout the year. But it being on the calendar in May at the moment with the two ultras is quite a cramped calendar. So
definitely,
we'll have to see how runners spread their interest and spread their energy through the three races and which of these races they will choose, because ultra running and marathon running, it's unfortunate that we can't just run every weekend. You can't just run a marathon every weekend.
No.
It takes quite a lot of preparation and weeks of training, and then of course also a couple of weeks of recovery after a massive race like that.
Exactly, 100%. And then obviously in terms of the budgets as well, unless you go and podium at all three of the races, then you will have enough to travel between Cape Town and Durban and Pietermaritzburg.
That be something, I must admit.
So you know you've arrived when your name and profile appears on Wikipedia. Did you know that? Did you know you're on Wikipedia?
I've seen it, yes. It's hilarious.
But at what point did you realize you are a South African icon and a celebrity?
I think it grew through the years. I started as an absolute nobody. I started as a person who just wanted to run and just person who wanted to make friends and then really enjoyed it. And then I allowed it to take over my entire life, as you do.
Yeah.
No, but it happened in stages. At first, when I started running, there was no attention, and then it grew a little bit. In 2018, I remember winning the Two Oceans for the very first time, and that's when it really hit me. For the first time, I had to learn how to handle media. I had to learn how to manage my time, because I suddenly started getting invitations to all sorts of events. People wanted to interview me. I got more sponsors, and from there onwards, it was like a steep learning curve, but it was a learning curve. And I learned from there onwards to be strict with my time, to know when to say yes and when to say no. And to be honest, it doesn't feel like when I wake up in the morning, I don't feel like different to what I felt like 20 years ago when I woke up in the morning before anybody knew me. I don't think of myself as a celebrity or a famous person. I think of myself as a well-known person, and I do when I run and people greet me and I go to the shop and people stop me for a picture. You do get kind of used to it, but I try not to affect me as a human. I try for it not to affect in how I go about my life or how I approach people. And I try to stay myself and not ready to change me in any way.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, you're doing what you love. And if other people see that in you, then you know you've succeeded in life.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. So I think we have time for one more round of 20 quick fire questions before I say goodbye to you. I'm sure you need to do your second run of the day. So for this round, I'm going to name two items. You must choose your favorite. So for instance, if I say chocolate or vanilla, you would say?
Chocolate.
Okay, there we go. You got it.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Quick fire 20 starts now. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Sunrise run or sunset run?
Sunrise.
Road or trail?
Road.
Up run or down run?
Up, please.
Sneakers or barefoot on the beach?
Sneakers.
Sneakers, okay. Braai or bunny chow?
Braai.
Mountains or ocean?
Mountains.
Summer or winter training?
Summer.
Okay, this one's a big one. Comrades or two oceans?
Comrades. Sorry, two oceans.
I had a feeling you were going to go with that. I knew it. Okay, speed session or long run?
Long run.
Music or no music when running?
No music.
Chocolate or biltong?
Biltong.
Yeah. City vibes or small town charm?
Small town charm.
Plane or road trip?
Plane.
When not running, sneakers or heels?
Sneakers.
Insta post or keep it private?
Oh, I'll post it.
Single run or double run days?
Double run days.
Rain run or heat run?
Heat run.
Phew. Okay. This one relates to our after party shenanigans. Beer or tequila?
Oh, can I put the tequila in the beer?
Oh, my goodness. That's one thing tequila. I haven't tried. Tequila. Okay. Then my next question. Tequila. Silver or gold?
Gold.
Yeah, there we go. Of course, our golden girl. Oh, thank you so much. This was so much fun. And thank you, my bestie, Gerda Steyn. May you continue to inspire females just like me to take up running, whether it be as a hobby or as a sport or as a career like yourself. And may you continue flying the South African flag high, both locally and across the world. And please just stay the most humble, down-to-earth, superhuman person that you are. Love your super fan.
Oh, thank you, bestie. I am already looking forward to seeing you in June.
So you can follow my favorite South African, Gerda Steyn, on Insta with Gerda_Steyn. From myself at Comrades Carly, it's cheers.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.